This is Thorne's YouTube channel. Make sure you're tuning in, hit and subscribe.
It's simple to let you know my favorite energy drink. It's Gamer Subs. So let me use this electronic medium to inform you that even if you saw other energy formulas online, what's crazy about Gamer Subs is they'll give you 10% off with my code Thorin, Thorin. It'll get you pumped up like watching Aragorn run into battle against a horde of orcs at Helm's Deep. If it was a woman, I'd say, the only port I need is you, gal. So don't let your game be stuck in the BC era. Get into the future with Gamer Subs. Obviously, BC Game has now completed its lineup because you will now actually see them at a LAN. They've got an invite to IM Krakow, depending on how you want to pronounce it, because they've bought the Saw Trio, which means they get their VRS points of Mutiris, Crazy, and Aragorn. So as a result, they're not only invited to IM Krakow, but which used to be IM Katowice, remember, and it's one of the prestige events. And since Cologne is a major, there's only going to be three prestige events this year. And actually, it's already known who they will play in the opening match. They will play Legacy, the second best Brazilian team, the one who actually messed around and was able to like win some of the tier 1.5 LAN type tournaments last year and be in the finals. Now, the rumour from Overdrive, so take that with whatever size grain of salt you enjoy. He's certainly a salty individual. His rumour was that the core cost about $2.5 million, because if you haven't heard any of the rumours surrounding BC Game, what they paid for Simple, the buyouts, of them get electronic, it's implied they've got fuck tons of money. They've also, and I notice a lot of people don't comment on this, they haven't just added the three Portuguese players from Saw, they've also added Taz as their coach, replacing the outgoing Emmy, that guy from the Balkan region who used to be on Crazy and stuff way back in the it not the Crazy who's just joined, the one with Hunter and Artond and Nexa, etc. And actually everyone always forgets Esperanto, if you don't know, was a very talented player, could have been a Yekindar level talent, but just his head wasn't in the game, was he? Had a little bit of the Simple about him. So let's go through this in the usual Thorin fashion, and I've got a few rants and a few different angles you've never heard on this topic. So first of all, who was removed? Should they have been removed? Well, that means if you look at the former roster of BC Game, where they'd had electronic for a little while now, but they were bad. That means Nexa, who'd been there quite a while, actually, he's gone. Sassanito, some people said Kakanito, but it's probably Sassanito, the Macedonian player, he's gone. He wasn't particularly good, by the way. Andu, the Estonian player, who wasn't even that good even when he was in Game Legion, in my opinion, he's removed slash benched. Emmy, the coach, is removed. And so right across the board, they've made three additions in terms of players and a coach change. Now, first of all, I actually think all of these removals are the right move. They actually seem obvious to me. I think none of these people were good enough for their job. Like, look, in theory, Nexa could be good enough if everyone else in the team's really good. Like, I think he can be a competent, like, supportive element on LAN, for example, in Tier 1. The problem there is you wouldn't be able to get the whole core of Saw unless you then kicked Electronic, who you've only just signed, presumably for decent money and maybe at the behest of Simple. So I think, unfortunately, Nexa just had to go as a result. There just wasn't enough seats left in the musical chairs, was there? So I think that all those players either weren't good enough. In the case of Nexa, they were surplus to requirements. And actually, I mean, I'll just be real. I think a lot of them just looked wash, and even they were phoning it in. Even if you think Simple was at the end, they also were, in my opinion. Now, that's, and this is one of the points I'll bring up later, that is because they were just playing a million online cops. Yeah, they played that one tiny little Swedish land no one gives a fuck about and could probably never even name what it was called. Yes, they did that, but who cares about that? That's not, if you're actually someone with professional aspirations, that's not going to hook you and keep you focused and motivated. It just isn't. By the way, I do think actually, in the same way I said Taz being added, it is ignored. I think the Emmy coach angle is also just completely ignored. People talk that this is a 1v1 sport like tennis or snooker or UFC, and that Simple was just playing on his own. Like, he wasn't even the one losing some of the matches when they first made this roster. And what? Are we not supposed to have coaches in CS now? You know all the teams he's playing in Tier 2 have real coaches that you know that are like former pros or good people, etc. So I think also that coach had no business being there. That looks more like the sort of coach you would have for a Nexa or a Sassanito. It doesn't look like the sort of coach you should be coaching Simple and Electronic, two of the most uncoachable players of all time, who also have both actually in Simple a very strong understanding of tactics, but also in the case of both of them, very strong, forthright, firebrand opinions about how you should play and high expectations, even though that is kind of nuts for Electronic with where he's at in his career and what he did in his last couple of teams. But we will get to all that later. I actually think also the reason this is an excellent removal is I don't think the Emmy guys ever showed he was a top fucking coach. I mean, he was coaching way back in like fucking Contact or whatever it was called, back in Flashpoint, like 5 years ago when I worked there. What has he done since, right? I also just think, as I alluded to about Simple Electronic, this guy could never have handled Simple long-term, especially not at LANs and with real expectations, not bullshit online games. So you had to remove him. And actually, we'll get to it. I think you've actually found a half-decent sort of sleeper pick to make it work. So who have they added? Let's start with the players. So the most important one, I actually think it's the best piece they've added in terms of players. And I actually think this player could be here a long time, not get just removed after the VRS points don't matter. It's obviously Materis. I just actually did recently a reflections with him on my channel, if you don't know. I actually will say about Materius, I totally admit it. I was wrong on that one. I assumed he was some Magia figure who was like, yeah, you've been around a million years and you get to play because you're in the odd national team, which is a small, irrelevant one. But are you actually decent? If people don't know, that mad 1v4 he won at IEM Cologne when they made beat FaZe in the round of six in 2024 and they made the semis. That was like one when everyone was using SnapTap and it looked like that actually helped them, quite frankly. And FaZe played like absolute ass in that fucking match. It was just the Rop show, if you remember. So I actually do think I was wrong. I think he is more of like a mini mastermind type IGL, one of those guys who actually can work with, because I think actually I think this is a mad slept on addition to this team. I think people are scared because they think he's just kind of like got like a cool, chill personality. So will he be able to handle Simple? That's Taz's job, mate. I actually think you were not going to get a top in-game leader join this team. Like the joke is, I would actually say no one who's better than Materius as an in-game leader would join this team. In fact, I think it's only because you've got potentially millions and you're buying this core that you're able to get this guy. So I actually think he's about the next best thing you can get, especially because, one, he is working with two of his players still, people he has picked previously and shaped. And also, because he isn't only IEM Cologne way back in 2024, I've seen this guy compete at, he has shown the ability to get more out of less in terms of pieces you don't know or care about and defined people's roles, and he has developed talent. So I also think quite an interesting player to add, especially if in the future BC Game brings in other players or young talents, because it's implied they're not going to be getting legendary players, are they? They're going to need up-and-coming young players, a bit like some of the 100 Thieves players have rounded out the potentially washed players with. Now, you might think, like when he had that Cologne run, like I did initially, when I didn't know that much about him as an in-game leader beyond his history in SAR and going back into the other Portuguese and Spanish teams. Or you look at that team, first thing that jumped off the page was the U-Jerks guy's a pretty good aggressive rifler. He's probably just their star. Then he left the team, didn't he? He went to NIP. Now, it wasn't like he was much worse in NIP. He was about the same level. He just didn't prove to be a legit tier one top talent. He was just kind of all right, maybe a bit average. Some early games that looked above average. So it wasn't just U-Jerks carrying, as you later saw Insaw. Then the Aristorce guy was kind of a decent lurker, wasn't he? He looked kind of crap in NIP. I'm not surprised he was kicked out. I don't think he'll be pretty good in, what is he in now, OG or something? I don't think that's even particularly good signing. Maybe for OG it is, but I don't think he's going to go anywhere. So actually those players weren't kind of the truth. I think it was Materius that was. Now, the reason why I say that is Aragorn, who was joining this team, I think is a worse player than U-Jerks, but you saw how he immediately replaced U-Jerks and actually looked like Materius kind of got a lot of the like in-game impact of him out of him. Like I would give this analogy. If U-Jerks, because he's a better player, is like Yekindar now on a scaled down level, then Aragorn was like Yekindar when he first joined Furia, and he was adding some of the impact. He just didn't get the fragging and the big performances. So I already think that you're bringing the Aragorn guy with you, I think he's going to actually, it's going to allow Electronic in theory to not have to be an entry type player, and he maybe can rediscover his game. I think it's kind of interesting. And then the Aristorce guy, like I say, when I saw him just wither on the vine the second he left the like Magic the Gathering aura of fucking Materius. Yeah, I think Materius is legit. And there's a reason why U-Jerks and Aristorce were both cut by my boy Snappy in favor of other talents. So if you think about it, in terms of his budget, I actually do think in general, and the fact that, look, right now you don't have a magnetic pull to bring big talents to play with Simple. It's even implied some of the good cores didn't want to play with him as well as they would have cost a lot of money. I think, again, Materius is a good signing. The other ones are just about all you can get, but you're not even having to tell Materius you've got a new project with four different players. You're getting two of your players. Then you're adding Simple, who in theory is going to take care of himself and be good. It's more like, what could he do with Electronic? That's my main issue in that regard. So I actually do think If you're Materis, you might think it's intimidating. Let's be real. You will never get a player even as good as this simple, probably ever again in your career, and you never have had one. I don't care how good Fox was in 1.6 in early CSGO. Simple now is better. So I would say this is why you should be hyped if you're Materis. This is your Snappy going to Falcons moment. Now you're going to go, what do you mean? It was shit. In fact, yeah, that's because Falcons didn't give Snappy what they promised him. They promised him if he joined, Nico was joining, because Nico just had to sign the dotted line and said he was joining at the end of 2023. He just reneged on it. Went back, and then he was supposed to join as well at the end of the first season in 2025. A lot of you don't know that, do you? In 2024, sorry. Then he didn't do it, but then he did sign at the end of 2024. But the problem is then they'd already decided to cut Snappy, so Snappy never got to have his Nico moment. Materis is going to get one of those moments. He's going to get a player way above the level he's actually ever qualified to get as someone who's played in the Portuguese scene. So I actually think that's even an interesting challenge for Materis late in his career. Then the reason why I don't mind that he didn't have the same players as he did in 2024 when he'd made the Cologne run is without those players, when he did have Aragorn and the others and Aguil, etc., he was actually competing to potentially have won some of the 1.5 tier lands like Fisher Playground and Thunderpick. He was mixing it up with some of the best teams there in really close games, or even beating some of the big name teams. That's actually legit as fuck. Like, they were messing up the likes of the Liquids. They were going head to head with like the fucking Legacies of the world. They had some pretty legit results across the board. And then if you remember earlier in 2025, he had that PGL Cluj where he was like making the playoffs with a dead lineup that knew they weren't going to play together anymore. And then right after that, he brought in some of those players. I think it's even some of those ones that are in the Monty team now. And he had those EPL upsets with like a weird international roster, which obviously in the past, he's only played with Portuguese and Spanish players in theory, right? Then you go beyond Materis. The second best player they've added is the Aragorn guy. As I say, kind of a U-Jerks replacement. The key thing here for me is you can lean on him for entries and openers, and he can do it at an all right clip. Online and in bad levels of play, he's probably good. Against actual tier one, yes, he probably won't be that good. But my thing here is this. Just play your role. Just set up the game and do your job and then let Simple frag them. That's the key thing that you're going to be doing if you're Aragorn. Now, true, the crazy guy, I not only know the least about, but I think in theory he's one of the worst players in SAW. He's not really interesting to me. He's someone I look at and I say, one, if it works at all and he can contribute, even more props for Materis. That just shows how good he is, or Taz. And then two, this is the most obvious player you just replace in a few months, assuming the VRS angle works out and you gain VRS points by playing at lands and getting some results. You just use all that BC game money and bring in another player and replace this guy. Much like when that Sangal core joined Heroic, they had to initially bench Nilo and then use the three, but you knew eventually like one, if not two of those players were going. I imagine Crazy won't here be here for that long. Maybe Aragorn won't be either. Now, there is a notion that buying this core for millions is somehow bad. It shows that they're fools, or even worse, in terms of the teams that turned them down, that like people don't want to play with Simple. They don't believe in Simple. They don't know if he really cares about the game. I don't think it's bad. I think it's an excellent sign that BC Game clearly has money. It sounds like actually they're willing to spend in a way some like very legit tier one teams aren't. There's tier one teams. I would say teams like 100 Thieves look like they're trying to min-max to certain degrees. They're also using themselves some washed players and some, yes, they've got some good up-and-coming talent, but who knows how that's going to work out. So to me, when you consider the other things we've heard leaked, Simple's contract, buyout, his salary, bidding for other cores, it's implied BC Game has money and more importantly is motivated and is in the transfer market trying to spend. So I think that is actually a very positive omen. And it also implies Simple might stick around for a while, not just leave if he gets an offer immediately from someone else. Now, listen, sure, almost every other core they were linked with over the past 5 to 6 months or the last few months, yes, those would all in theory have been better cores than SAW. So there was the Gamer Legion core. You could imagine that might have been an IGL plus PR would have been an excellent player to play with, wouldn't he? There's some decent players there. With that said, someone like a ZTR isn't as good an IGL as Materis, in my opinion. Actually, I think the IGL angle is the one angle that SAW is a pretty good core to pick up. Same for Heroic. Don't really believe that their IGL is going to be good enough, is he? But I wouldn't have minded having people like Nilo. You know, I don't mind having some, like, a youngster. Some of these players are decent. obviously, the idea that we're going to buy all of Spirit is nuts. Like, look, I don't think that was ever really going to happen. Wasn't it rumored it was like $8 million or something? I don't think that was ever really going to happen. I'm amazed that was even something that was like rumored and leaked. I think that was an implausible one. But I tell you what, I'll tell you the positive. A bit like when my boy Carlos Ocelot from G2 back in the day did try and bid for Zeebo and Simple at the end of 2021. I think it's cool that you're at least actually going and sitting down in these rooms and trying to make the deals happen. Whether they have a 5 or 1% chance, at least you enable it by trying instead of going, well, that would never work. And then the last one is supposedly they were trying to sign Astralis. Now, that would also be pretty interesting. Look, maybe Magus doesn't want to play with someone like Simple again at this point. I don't fucking know. It's implied the Astralis players didn't want to play with them. With that said, I don't know that their squad's that good either, to be fair. If you put them both on LAN, would Astralis really do better? I don't know about that. So as I say, I actually think crucially for me, since you can sign other players and you've now got using the VRS spot immediately into a prestige event, this isn't actually as bad, even though, yes, those would be sexier cores of general players. This allows you to immediately add in a good IGL in materials. Not an excellent one necessarily, we'll see. I think at least a good one though, and definitely a veteran one. Now, I will say, part of me wants to go fuck Astralis for not wanting to play with Simple, but you know what? Some of those guys, let's be real, don't look like they have the greatest temperament, don't look like they have very hard heads, don't look like they could take a lot of abuse slash criticism. So maybe it is better if they stay away from Simple, especially because, by the way, some of those guys might have ended up getting cut as well in a few months. Some of them aren't particularly good players, in my opinion, at this point in their careers, except for Stare. And I think Hooksy's a decent IGL, but I also don't think he could handle Simple. Bro, I don't think he could fully handle fucking Nico. So Simple's way above his pay grade in terms of handling toxicity, in my opinion. And also, I said it earlier, this means BC game can be a scaled down mini Falcons, or I always give the analogy of Real Madrid. You just keep buying players until you have good enough players, and the more good players you buy, the more results you get, the more invites you get, and then the more results and invites you get, the more placings you get, the more placings you get, the better Simple looks, the better Simple looks and the more placings, the more good players are willing to join, and then you keep opening your checkbook and signing them. Didn't I tell everyone years ago that it didn't matter if that end score to Falcons failed, because they would just keep signing big name players and they would get an eco, and then once they got an eco, they would get him on a scene. Yeah, exactly. And haven't I been right? I'm going to be right about this one too. So as I said, don't get too bent out of shape about Crazy or Aragorn or maybe even Electronic. They could be replaced and by a better player who's a proven quantity now, who either doesn't want to join now or would cost too much money now, but might not in a few months in either regard. As I say, the Spirit one was just unrealistic. Now, let's do the Taz one, because then we're going to go to this very interesting Simple angle. I don't think people have considered. I think the fact people are interpreting opposite to me. So I actually think the Taz edition is a great addition. Again, like Materis, this is someone with experience who has had results. Now, you might laugh, but I'll tell you what, I actually think Taz as a coach looked like he was doing a pretty decent job with Monsignor Nico. Not an excellent one. It was his first proper assignment as a real coach. But I think he also learned from that as well. Right, here's the thing. I think this is a great addition because, like Materis, could you get a better coach to join this team? I don't think you could. I don't think you actually would at this point in time. I think it's about the best name you could have gotten and the best experience and the best like track record and resume. Then also, he has Materis. So if your criticism of him when he had Hooksy and Snacks as his IGL was, they're not that great tactically in this team and he's not doing great tactical timeouts, why would he need to do that right now? He's got Materis to do the strats and the meta and those things. He's mainly there for the thing you guys laughed at him when you said he was a man manager. By the way, man management is how people like Carlos Ancelotti and Mourinho have won incredible championships, even though, yes, Mourinho's a tactical wizard. Like, their ability to get the most out of players, to motivate them, to set them, to discipline them, to big them up and give them confidence. That's one thing I think Taz can do because he did it his whole playing career as in-game leader and not as in-game leader. He is one of the great captains in Counter-Strike history. And you know what? He is one of the people, if you go back like 11 years, 10 years, who got Simple banned on fucking Faceit way back in the day because Simple was being a toxic little shit. So people like Taz and JW fucking metaphorically knocked him on his little head, didn't they? And said, listen, bitch, you might be talented, but get in line. You aren't a legend like us and you're fucking up the game. I can think of very few people in terms of temperament better than someone like Taz to deal with a simple. You might not know this, but Snacks could be spicy in Virtus Pro. Neo would never openly be rude, but he was sarcastic and he was definitely someone who thought he was the best player at times, not necessarily in the CSGO Virtus Pro, but definitely 1.6 he knew he was the shit, I can tell you that much. And sometimes might think, hey, we don't need like that much structure overall. You do your job, you frag and get out my way a little bit. It's just all the great players are like that, whether or not you believe it. So I actually think that Taz is one of the few people, especially that could join BC Game, who has the reputation and authority to potentially actually be able to do something with Simple and to be able to not even just discipline, to get him on side, to get buy-in from him, to actually talk to him privately and explain how he has to do things to help his teammates, to be able to actually explain that, like, this guy might not be here and we might replace him, but we still have to respect him and get him to play for us in order to win this game or do this spot on this map, and that's going to help us get to... I think he can sell the vision in that sense. There's a reason why in the great Polish lineups of 1.6 and CSGO that Taz played in, two different cores generally, he was able to keep teams together for a long time, secretly behind the scenes. You guys don't know this. People got caught secretly sometimes, but it just never happened that officially they went to another tournament. They would get brought back in a few days or the argument would blow over. And actually, they used to argue and have contentious relationships at tournaments while they were very successful in both games. So I think Taz is actually one of the more sleeper pick, pretty good signings for this exact job of dealing with the uncoachable Simple and maybe even Electronic. I just don't know in Electronic because his game seems pretty bad right now. Then also, he's worked with the GOAT himself in Neo and accomplished a lot with him. Then one of the best players in CSGO in Snacks and accomplished a lot with him. That's pretty cool. And then lastly, if you are Taz, you should be very motivated like Materius. This is a chance to raise your stock massively. And by the way, just like Materius, you can also do it on rounds where you're not doing anything and Simple's just shooting everyone in the fucking head. You get the credit for that when you have the placings and the match wins. It's actually going to mean if you do a good job here, could be the same for Wolfen, but Materius is a bit older. This could be where in 2 years from now, you are actually the coach of like a top of FaZe Clan or another, like one of the bigger Team Liquid, a bigger name out there. This is a chance to turn it around and not be stuck in tier two with online CS, which I assume Taz doesn't want to be. Then there's the whole Simple and Electronic part. Let's just do the Simple part first. Let's talk about perception of his time in BC Game, because I've seen a lot of skewed narratives, probably from silly Zewu fanboys or people who just hate on him because he's never been that elite in CS2 so far, right? In early BC Game, he giga carried the team and fragged out almost every single map they played. Even the times they would lose, it didn't matter. I think Maui even said he was like the best online player that wasn't like in a top 20 team or something. He was mega. His rating was mega. His stats was mega. The highlights were there. The problem is, even then, people used to just wait and go, who cares about tier 2 online games? Then if he lost a game, might not have even played bad, or he had the rare bad game, they'd go, aha, and they'd jeer and point at him and go, see, he's never going to be as good again, even though I never got it myself. Like, it didn't really make sense. And then look, after that, yeah, it went dark, didn't it? He tapped out, clearly started phoning it in. He started playing Dota more than CS, even skipped an official game, and then it just looked like he didn't care anymore, which sparked people's fears, understandably, that he still doesn't like CS2, or he just doesn't care about competing, or he can only apply himself for a short amount of time. Now, I will get to that, but I will say one of the main cheerleaders of that angle is my boy Moses, Lil Momo. But I think his angle goes way too far. His angle is, before you can ever be a relevant player or on a good team, you have to prove for like 3 to 6 months of perma grinding that you can play a tier 2 online CS and be really good. And then you're allowed to come back because then we know you're committed. You won't. Now, here's what I don't get. Why doesn't that apply to Device now in 100 Thieves? Because in 100 Thieves, Messi also has basically implied they just won't play tier 2 online CS and won't play CCTs. What they'll do is wait, go to those small lands, game the system like Paravision, although Paravision even played the online tournaments, and then they'll just sneak their way in the back door to the lands and they'll be back online immediately. Wait a minute, Device played like crap last year. He's now got, presumably, a pretty decent salary from an org that has money to spend, and in theory has good young pieces. Why doesn't he have to grind online to prove that he deserves to be in tier 1? Or he's just allowed to because he's Device. Just go and chill out and wait for lands and have a proper core to play at lands. Oh, that's fucking rich. Because that wasn't applied to Simple, was it? What's Device done to earn his 100 Thieves check, aside from stuff in 2023 and back, and in the old days when he was a true legendary player, and he knows fucking Glaive? And I guess let's throw in some more reasons. Rain respects him, and Sean Gez thinks he was the GOAT. I think Sean Gez is actually one of the people who thinks he's the CS 1.6 GOAT, if you don't know. I could be wrong on that, but I think when I talked to him last, him and Launders were the two people who say he was. Now, here's my perspective on Simple and BC game and beyond. Let's rewind. Let's go to the beginning of CS2. Simple took all those months off and got replaced by Wonderful. And the problem is they were still, they actually, Na'Vi looked worse and was a kind of like an above average, but not nowhere close to elite team going into that major. I actually think if things had gone the way they had, I've always said this, I think one of the reasons he attended the major was when they went out in either the round of eight or in the group stage in Swiss, I think they were going to actually announce or at least tell Simple, right, you're coming back in the lineup now, either as a rifle chase Emma, or you're coming back as an AWPer to replace Wonderful, like was probably the original plan. The problem is they done fucked around and won that major thanks to the performance of GL and Alexei's calling and then Bit doing that magical shit on the third map. So as a result, it threw a spanner in the works and it didn't end up happening. And instead, remember, he had his first time in Falcons where he stood in for the online blast showdown. Now, first of all, he played the rifle. That's not the problem. It's not like he can't rifle. He's an amazing rifle always. The problem is he barely played CS. He probably thought he was coming back after the major to then like work his way back in and have a player break and then play with the squad and have some early touch. Instead, he had basically one match where it was a bullshit online game. They lost to Metasport. It was even a decent online sort of upset opponent. And it was a squad he'd never played with no history and probably very little time in the game. Just the odd face-it game here and there. I don't even count that much. Who gives a fuck about that? There was just one series. Then he came back with Falcons later when the team was already crushed internally. Most of them knew they were going to get kicked anyway to bring in the Nikos of the world, etc. and wouldn't be able to stick around. They had insane pressure on them. Only really Magus and then a little bit. Before that had been St. Pius, but then it was Magus when he knew he was under pressure. Aside from that, most people, including my boy Snappy, were playing pretty badly in Falcons. Does everyone forget? I've no doubt they do, because this is mischaracterized too. Simple, when he initially joined Falcons in 2024, wasn't as good as when he was in FaZe later, but he's way better than the first time in Falcons. He was AWPing, and actually, go watch the first like 12 maps or something, every other map he carries. He was easily the best player in Falcons. He was mixed, even in losses, he was actually doing pretty well. And bear in mind, he still had just been on and off with CS. That just showed what an incredible natural talent this guy is, and that you never lose some of it. It's a bit like gym strength. If you stop going to the gym for like a week, you don't just lose it all because you don't go anymore. You'll still have like 90% of your strength. And then as soon as you get back in the grind, you'll be right back up to 100% again. Then he had the phase period. And I'm sorry, people forget this. He was all right in the first LAN, but that's where they had a stand-in, remember. In the real LAN, it was a little bit dodgy at the beginning, but then in stage three Swiss, he carried. He was one of the best players in the whole tournament, or the elite AWPers of the tournament. They even did beat Mongols in the group stage, thanks to him carrying. Mongols went on and was already in a gatekeeper team and went on to be, at one point, bordering on an elite team in the latter months and made the final of that major. Yes, in the round of eight, he shit the bed completely on stage, looked really fucking terrible. I'll just say this right now. I've heard behind the scenes, even at this point in FaZe, when he still hadn't played that much and it wasn't a proper team yet, he hadn't been bought out, he was being loaned for that big fee that they used to charge from Falcons, I've heard he was still fucking around a little bit behind the scenes, and let's say being unprofessional, being a bit silly. So actually, if I look at the stage three Swiss performance, it still just shows me the guy's phenomenally talented. It's not the case he can't play CSGO or ever be good at it. In fact, what he did there showed to me he can be a top 10 player again. Now look, can he compete with Donk and Monsi? Yeah, that might be pushing the ball out there because we've never seen him play fully and he hasn't earned that status in CS2. But he looks like he can compete with fucking Torji and maybe Shiro and Wonderful. I mean, Shiro has a very good rifle too, so maybe he's slightly above his level. I think he can compete with these players and be in the mixer up. Then let's talk about BC game. Or early on, first what month and a half, 2 months, he was carrying. He looked really good. But the problem is, and this is the key thing, they didn't get the core. So since they didn't have the core, they were never getting invites, and then the major was never going to happen. So basically that whole second season was never going to be anything except online CS and that bullshit Swedish LAN. So yes, you know what? He mentally tapped out. He started playing Dota more. He started skipping games. His level dropped off massively when they got Electronic. And yes, if you just stop the sentence there, it's not a good look. Maybe that's the end of Simple's career. Maybe we never hear from him. But we didn't know what was going on behind the scenes at the time that happened. Later, at the end of the second season last year, news started to leak out via rumours that BC Game had been bidding for and inquiring about cars. At the time, the cars mentioned, I think, were Heroic and Game Elite. I think those were the two that were people were mentioning. Now, if you'd have gotten either of those, you'd immediately been back in Lance, and you could have actually, had, in certain cases, even potentially gone to the major. Now, think about this. If that had happened, I don't believe Simple Taps out. I don't believe he skips games and plays Dota. I think he did that because he knew the end of 2025 was just over. He basically reset, stop caring, wait for 2026 when they get you a call. Now, I think he would have grinded if he'd gotten the call then. He'd been straight to the Lance. It's actually, by the way, funny enough, I referenced it earlier, one of the reasons I'm a bit concerned about Device and 100 Thieves, even though he's not going to have to play online CCTs in theory, he is going to have to play a small, you know, the Draculans, the Birchland, the Fragadelphias. Is he really going to be able to motivate himself to grind and to compete and to be very good at low-level lands like that, that don't win you anything or get you anywhere close? Because to me, at this point in their career, people like Device and 100 Thieves, Carrigan and FaZe, Simple and BC Game, you are only playing now to be a great player, to chase majors, and to get trophies. That's all you're playing for, is to add to your legacy. You're not playing to just be all right. You're not playing to be in the 30th best team in the world, are you? Now, sure, you can certainly say it's a very valid point. I would say it myself, and I am doing. If you get an enormous salary, rumoured 100,000 a month, which would be the highest salary in the world, if you were getting 100,000 a month, yeah, you should play and be professional. But let me just say something that will be considered controversial, but it'll just show you who's a little kid and who's never had money. Money doesn't motivate you like that. It's why there's a legendary saying in football and sports by Johan Cruyff, one of the best minds and coaches of all time, where he said, "I've never seen a bag of money score a goal." Because his point is, you might have an amazing signing who in theory is mega because he's an amazing signing, but if he doesn't vibe and he doesn't play the right style, he doesn't fit the tactical system and he doesn't have the right mentality and he's not motivated, then it doesn't matter. The bag of money isn't what scores the goal. It's the player, right? So I would say something similar in this regard. It doesn't matter that you're being paid mega bucks. The question is, what is this game worth to you? What is this match worth to you? Well, they were just meaningless online. You couldn't even name some of the cups Simple played in. You can say CCT, but what beyond that? Can you really name all the online cups they were playing? If he won those, what would have happened? They'd have gotten some VRS points that wouldn't have gotten them into Lance and got him to the major, etc. So what really was he playing for? He was just playing for the salary and he was in a holding cell / a waiting room till they got a call. This is why I have a totally different perspective on this signing. I'm not bigging up all these saw players. I only bigged up Materis. But I do think that actually Simple hasn't shown that he can't compete and doesn't care about CS2, quite frankly. I think this is the mechanism, the lever, which will show you he will and does care and he now will go hard as fuck in 2026. I'll just put that out there for you immediately. And I'm sorry, if you think that money does motivate you, like, if I was being paid on to get, first of all, if you say that, that means to you it's ludicrous and a fantasy. So you're off in Narnia in your mind and you're not someone capable of being paid 100k now. So already you can't know what you would do because you aren't Simple though, the person who has generated and accrued the 100k a month salary, allegedly. So you can't know what it would be like to be him and to be a top professional and whether you would be motivated to compete after all these years and while your country is in a military fucking conflict and you can't potentially go home. You can't know that. So come on, be human for once. Don't be the little dickhead know-it-all well actually guy on the internet. Just be human and realise you can't know that that would motivate you. Even if certainly, yes, it seems silly to not at least turn up to the fucking games, to not at least have more hours in CS and Dota. I agree with you on that, but I'm also not Simple. Simple is a very idiosyncratic but impossibly talented and special person in esports history. He transcends even Counter-Strike. In my opinion, he's back. Fuck Donkin Zewu. Simple, admittedly not now, but in history is battling like Faker, Flash, Rafa, the greatest to ever play esports, my dude. That's the level this guy's on. And he's supposed to lock in for a game against K27. Can you even name three of those players on that team? He's supposed to lock in an online game against them that doesn't get you to a LAN, doesn't win you a big trophy, and does nothing for your career beyond your boss gets to see you play and maybe you win the online BO3. And also, let's be real, Tier 2. We're told all the time by coaches and players, Tier 2 is full of cheating and match fixing, but then at the same time, Simple's supposed to lock the fuck in. There was a clip the other day that just outright looked like match fixing in an online game at Tier 2. It was absolutely disgraceful. But you know what? You don't fund ESIC as a fan. The players don't fund ESIC as players. So guess what? ESIC is toothless and has no power and doesn't do a lot. And they're not going to be the police and help you. There's even legal reasons why it'd be very hard to. And then also shout out to Valve for not letting tournaments shadow ban dodgy players and teams. That's VRS that made that happen. I think that's all the silliest parts of VRS, even though I really like VRS in general. So to me, I think what motivates Simple is playing Lance, having a chance to qualify to the major, and the ability to be a top player, which means being at those lands and competing against the best teams. That wasn't possible last year, so I don't totally hold it against him that he didn't grind after the initial period where presumably, this is the key thing, I think he grinded because he said, don't worry, mate, we will not only sign a couple of players now that you know and were formerly in Tier 1, like at the end of CSGO, which is what they did, but we'll get you a core. Look, we're trying for this one, we're trying for this one. Eventually, we're going to get one. I think when he was grinding, he was like, cool, get me the core. Fragging out, and then eventually it's like, where's the call? Where's the call? Sorry, they're saying no right now. Well, they want to see after the season. They want to just see how it goes with the qualification or at the major. And then at the end, it's like, ah, you know what? Forget it for the season. Enjoy your Christmas. See you in the new year. You come back in the new year. And what do you know? They've got him a call. They've got him a VRS call. He's got an invite to Krakow, and he will play at least a prestige tournament / a big tier one LAN immediately in 2026. So I think now he will go hard as fuck. I think now he will be on his bullshit in a good way. Think, by the way, of where he left off in FaZe, minus that last Mongols game, how blue balls we all were. We all wanted to see that second season and see him continue and get more reps on LAN and then grind a bit on LAN and play some scrims. We are now, in theory, going to get to see that. That is the best part of this news, in my opinion. And then lastly, yes, of course, if he'd have gotten a better core. Now, true, not IGL-wise, but if you'd have had the heroic core of players, the Game Legion, obviously the Astralis one, yeah, I'd be way more hyped. But I'm still going to be somewhat hyped about this because that is how special Simple is. Lastly, you do know CS needs Simple. As much as ZWoo and Dunkle are massive names, they're not as big a name as Simple still. Simple, that's why when he was on FaZe, he was bringing all the attention. Not only FaZe people who never even fucking talk about CS, they're all COD noobs and streamers. He was bringing attention from other esports. The eyes on that team at the major were about Simple, not even just FaZe Clan, who's already a very popular team anyway. Now, true, there's one name I've left out here. He's Russian. He's called Electronic, isn't he? Yes, you know what? I'm with you. Electronic is the biggest negative on this team. He does seem like a team killer in terms of his personality, his level, his in-game leading. Now, first of all, he's not in-game leading now, as far as I know. So I think that already solves one problem. Secondly, I will just say, I have a rule. I don't ever bury a great player until they quit on themselves. Now, if he's not IGLing, I'll give you a tiny percentage for this. I won't say something crazy. Let's say there's a 5% chance he can still be a good LAN rifler. Not a great one, like he used to be, but a 5% chance he can be a good one. So in this case, either, because you've got Aragorn, reinvent yourself, be a supportive element, or resurrect yourself as a skilled rifler. People like him, this is why someone like Axile torched me, because he never fully got enough seasons and reps to be considered the great player. Someone like Electronic did. He did it for a long time. It's just I think he ruined his game with IGLing a la my boy Shox, if you remember that one. Fair play to your Kindle that he bounced back from it. Twist never ruined himself anyway. It's called Zera to someone messed his game up by IGL. It can affect how you see the game. Now, the problem I have with Electronic is I don't know why he's in this team. Like, I need to know, was that a Simple angle / demand? Did he ask for this guy to join? Because if he did, that's where I'm concerned about Simple. Like, what are you doing hitching your wagon to this guy again all those years later? How do you know it's going to work? With that said, much like the cause, Saw wasn't their first choice. I don't think Electronic was at the top of the list either that BC Game wanted or Saw or that Simple asked for, at least. I imagine there was like 10 names before that and they just wouldn't sign. So you ended up with Electronic, at least it's someone you know, and then it's two players. So here's the thing. People like Simple, great players. The reason why they will play with what might look like washed legendary players is if either they have a personal connection with them so they can remember the good old days, or they just respected them before and think, hey, maybe if he gets Zed together in a different team, in a different organization, he can get it done. I don't know that he can, but I can see the thinking, at least, that is actually quite common among pros. Then, I just said it earlier about the Saw players, but I think it applies to Electronic. He doesn't have to be there long term. Just like a Crazy or an Aragorn, beyond a certain point, you might not need him. If you have the VRS points already and you've got to the lands and got the invites, you can sign another player who's better than this guy. That's the thing people are missing. Get to lands, show a little something, get the odd placing or an upset, get to more lands, convince people Simple is good, show he's put in the work and he's good on LAN, and you will get better players, and you can get better players. That's the most interesting part. You can get, people are acting like this lineup is set for 2026 and it either sinks or swims. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's a ridiculous way to look at it. You can piece by piece build this into a good team, if not by the first major, certainly by the second major. And BC Game seemingly has the money. Lastly, if this really does work for Simple, maybe he can just exit the team anyway and go elsewhere if the project fails. As long as he shows he's put in the hours and he's still got it on LAN and notched in the odd game and doesn't have embarrassing shit like that Mongols playoff game at the Major, then other teams will at that point in time be willing to commit to potentially playing with him. Even if, yes, I don't know, it depends on the buyout from BC Game, if they're going to do the buyout. That was always the scary thing about Falcons. So look at this team and consider from the bigger perspective. You've got Simple, at least a good LAN hopper, if not potential to be a great one. AWPers are really hard to come by. Once you get outside the top three or so, they all get flamed to fuck. Simple, I think, can be better than Torji, Wonderful, etc. Like I said, in theory, he could be better than Shiro, in my opinion. So it'll only be, Monacy and Zebu who are better than him. That's already a massive boon for this team on LAN. Two, Materius is a good to above average IGL. There's also not that many of them in the scene, boys. There's plenty of top 10, top 15 teams. I think have sus as fuck IGLs. I mean, Gamer Legion themselves have to go with Snacks, haven't they? Astralis has Huxley. I think this Materius one, Simple's a really big positive. Materius is a pretty decent one. The Aragorn guy's a solid piece. He's an aggro rifle. It's more about filling out the roles in the team. Electronic's a vet. That's about all I can say for him. We'll see whether he's just a negative or not. I don't expect anything from the crazy guy, but I'm not saying this team's going to win loads of series on LAN. I think Taz has the experience now, is a legend, and actually, I think he has a chance to get buy-in. And in a way that I actually think a lot of more experienced X's and O's coaches wouldn't, by the way, if they don't have the personality and they don't have the history and they don't have the name that Taz does. So I don't think this team is even close to as bad as people make out. Now, if you want to support me, like I support Simple, why not like, subscribe and leave a comment? And that will make sure future videos of mine appear on your YouTube feed.
If you've heard that I'm a bad man, it's only in the Jamaican sense. Well, you know what? Here's my posse that's keeping me held down. And that's, of course, my Patreon community, the Skrilluminati. So this video and the others on my channel are brought to you in association with Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ben Glass, Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore. A special thanks goes out always to my main man, Jerky's Minion, and American Yone. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content? Would you like to take part in one of those lengthy donated discussions with me where you set the topics? Do you want teasers, find out who the upcoming interview subjects are? Maybe you want to ask me a question in my video AMA? Well, if any of the above perks tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today, where at the Patreon link in the description box below. Booyah!
Won't it?